The World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic disease almost 3 years ago. The health crisis greatly changed America in ways temporary and long-lasting. Here is a look at some interests that arose among people during the years of restrictive experience.
During the pandemic, more people learned to play or returned to playing a musical instrument. For most, the activity was a hobby, something done for pleasure alone. Bob Dorobis of Middletown, New Jersey, is an example. After a long break from music, he worked hard to improve his guitar technique during the pandemic. Now, the 70-year-old software developer is looking forward to more music time in retirement. "When your finger picking sounds good, it's very rewarding," he said. "I finally realized the only way for me to like it better is to learn it better."
During the pandemic, a lot of people started exercising, mainly running, bicycle riding, and walking. Beth Lehman is a childcare worker in Greenville, New York. She got on a bike for the first time in years with the children she cares for. Now the whole family she works for rides bikes with her, including a grandfather in his 80s. "I faked confidence," she said of taking to two wheels again.
During the pandemic, more Americans got more involved with their neighbors and communities. Many began to help old people. Neighborhoods organized assistance for them, including snow removal, food deliveries, and transportation to medical visits. Lisa and Larry Nula, in Sacramento, California, shared their musical talents with their neighbors. Lisa is a former competitor and teacher of Hawaiian dance. Larry is a singer with the Lim Family, a Hawaiian traditional music group. The couple performed just outside their house for gatherings of their neighbors during the pandemic. They continue the events to this day. "If you get one person who shows they want to be social, then the other people catch on. It gets to be contagious," Lisa said. "I don't want to take all the credit, but it makes me a better person."
As indoor public gatherings became impossible, outdoor activities became more popular. Gardening, for example, was a way to get some extra exercise and grow fresh food. "Now I rarely watch TV," said Kelly Floor Robinson from Bethany Beach, Delaware. Sports such as pickleball added players. Its fan base grew so large, the demand for playing time was bigger than court capacity in some places. The situation for golf was similar. In Maplewood, New Jersey, Matthew Payton and his son Julian worked on their golf games together. Julian now works in a sports shop and is learning about college golf programs. "So there I am, single dad with a 15-year-old, active teenage boy who won't be going to school for 2 years," Matthew said. "We don't know what's safe. We don't touch doorknobs or go to the store. But the golf course is our refuge. You're 300 yards away from anyone else all by yourself. It's like a private oasis."
American shopping also changed. Curbside pickup and food delivery exploded in popularity. Both are still important for some people who once liked to visit stores. "I used to enjoy food shopping, but this saves so much time and overspending on my part, so I stuck with it," said Amanda Sharonas Spencer in Malvern, Pennsylvania. She added, If I do go in person, I have to stick to my list, which is difficult for a person who loves food and cooking. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm John Russell.